We find by Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to set up boundaries around the har, around the mountain, and warn the people not to come. If they do, it's a serious penalty. However, he tells Moshe, but this is only temporary. When they hear the shofar, then they'll be permitted to go up on the mountain. And the Gemara in Beya, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, goes into detail that the Kedusha amount on Har Sinai was only as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there during the Kabbalah HaTorah. After the Shekhinah left, so they blew the shofar to show that no longer prohibition. In fact, it's a famous Mesha Chachma and others, like, what's the logic behind it? What's the Svara? Was it only a temporary Kedusha? Why wasn't Har Sinai Kadosh Me'olam? So the Mesha Chachma explained in many places, but the general Yisod in life is easy come, easy go. The more effort one puts in, the more you're going to get out of it. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just were passive. We were receivers. So if you're just a receiver, not a giver, you're not proactive, so Kedusha doesn't remain. And that's as well, that's what we do by Kiddush. Even the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. The Yontif, that's why we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim in theory. Now, before the calendar, it used to be us who sanctified the world, made Kedusha Zazman, etc. But Shabbos is Kivah V'Kaima. It's a 6 days you work, 7 days it's inherent Kedusha. So therefore, we do on Shabbos, like Bechor, we give it a token Kedusha, even though it's still there. Because easy come, easy go, we want to be part of the process. Or like they explained, Homachokis, the Rashbam and Tosos in Arve Psochim, on whether we have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif or not. Everyone agrees on Shabbos, what about on Yontif? So what's the issue? The issue comes up when, if you go by eating, so then you'd say definitely yes. But the issue is when Yontif comes out right after Shabbos on Saturday night. So we know the only time we make Besamim is on a Saturday night. And why? Because we lose on the Shema Yisera. So the question is, when Yontif, do we make Besamim? So we don't make Besamim. So why not? So according to the one who says we have in the Shema Yisera, that explains why. What about the one who says that there is no Neshama Yisera on Yontif? So that's what they point out, because since we have Simchas Yontif, we eat a lot, so that makes up who needs a smell of spices, and we can have a Sudas Mitzvah. Okay. So then the question is, what about at the end of Yontif? If you hold there's no Neshama Yisera, so when Yontif's over, we'd never make a Besamim. But if you hold there is a Neshama Yisera, so why do we make a Besamim? Why don't we make a Besamim? So they say from the Shemi Shmuel, because on Shabbos, Kibur V'Kaima, so easy come, easy go, your Neshama leaves you, so then that's it. So there's a void and you need the Besamim. But by Yontif, it's Makadish Yisrael V'Azmanim, we brought in the Kedusha. We brought it in, so therefore it sticks around for a while, so we don't have to worry about Besamim. That's why we have Kabbalah Shabbos and not Kabbalah Yontif. Because as Rav Salvation could always explain, by Shabbos God comes to our house, and Yontif we go to his house. So therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, Kivah V'Kaima, so we greet him. But by definition, Yontif is already a Kabbalah, so therefore there's no need to do it. So that's the Yisod of Mesha Chokmah right here, and other places, so that's why Har Sinai lost its Kedusha. So there was an interesting Maisa that I heard and read from Rabbi Joshua Hoffman, that's all. He pointed out a story with Rav Shlomo Gorin, who was then chief rabbi of the IDF, and he later became chief rabbi of Israel. It says after the Six-Day War, 1967, he went on a trip to climb up what people believe to be Har Sinai. Again, so I guess Har Sinai, wherever it might be, became in their possession. So the effort was going to go up. And people were asking kashas. Well, number one, he was bold or controversial, depending if you like. He's the one who spoke about going into the Makom HaMikdash, meaning he had going on to the Temple Mount. So generally, up until then, no one went up. He marshaled his own proofs. But that's a whole debate today. Could you go up, and if you can, which part, etc. So when he went up to Har Sinai, people were saying, like, what are you doing? Don't you know the Gemara tells us that no longer has Kedusha? So he could be going for historical value, but let's assume he was going for the Kedusha. So what was he doing up there? So he says, I know, don't worry, I know the Gemara in Beya, I know the Mesha Chachma, but there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek, Mishnah Beis from Yeshua ben Levi, that says that a Basco comes out from Har Sinai and says, woe to the people on account of the Bittul Torah and the neglect of the Torah. So the question is, and in fact, so he says, we see every day a heavenly voice comes out. So if a heavenly voice comes out from Sinai, I want to be there when it comes out. Maybe I could hear it better, hear the message better. So that's what it says. B'chol yom v'yom, basko yotzes mehar chorev u'machrezes v'omeres. Oy lahem labrios me'obona shel Torah. Woe to them, to the people, because of their insult to the Torah. So, in fact, there was an interesting Tiferes Yisroel who points out that he spoke to different scientists and they said, this mountain that you call Har Sinai, there's sounds that come out every day from it. Alluding to the Basco, apparently. So, interesting in its own right, but what does it mean when the Basco says, when the Basco comes out and says, Ay lehem labrios me albona shel Torah. So different schools of thought. Some want to say, based on the Maral Miprag, the Gerarie, that we know that Torah is a constant. It's not like you get the Torah and Chochmah now, but throughout your life, every day, Avram Zakein Baba Yamim, every day has to be a growth of Torah. In fact, that's why we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, no saying HaTorah. What do you mean, no saying giving us? He already gave it to us. The answer is no. I mean, he did give it to us, but he's constantly giving it to us. And every person, as the Rav Salavitcher used to say, everyone has their own chelek in Torah. And therefore, you could have your own chidushim in Torah, and for that matter, you could have your own chelek in tefillah, in chesed, etc. So that's the Basco coming out, reminding us, don't get complacent, even though the Torah is given thousands of years ago, every day the Torah is talking to you, it's dynamic, and as we do in all realms, but certainly in the world of halacha, we take the principles, the old age principles, and apply them to Bizman Hazeh. So that's a message to us about growth. However, others suggest as well that what it says in the Mishnah, Ailehem Labrios. So Rav Hoffman quoted, he said, Rav Gorin in his another work, Torah Samoadim, he says, Avas Yisrael is for Jews. Avas Habrios is the love of all people. So what he's saying is, we're supposed to be the Or LaGoyim, and therefore, if we're not right, then how could we? Then the world's not going to be okay. Because if we're the role model and we're not doing the job, how are they going to know what to do right? And that's what he explained in the Tziv. It quotes in his Hakdama by Shmos. He quotes the Hilchos Gedolos that he calls Shmos the Sefer Chumash Hasheni, Chumash Sheni. It doesn't say Vayikras Chumash Shlishi. So why specifically? In fact, there must be a link between Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmos, that Bereishis is the physical creation of the world, and we know Hashishi, it's up to the Jews to accept the Torah in Har Sinai. So, and that's what Har Sinai is in Sefer Shmos, so it's the culmination of the world. And if we don't keep our Torah, Tefillah, Mitzvahs properly, so then the world not going to be proper as well. And that's the Yisod. So what is the Bas Kol say? Oy lahem labrios, me abono shel Torah. It's a call that we always have to realize. We have this new chidush. There's always work to be done. Chidushei Torah, use your creativity and chesed and tzedakah and other matters. And as well, we have to remember as well, we're in Or LaGoyim, and we have to be a role model. We have to set the example. And when we follow the Torah and mitzvahs, we are setting the proper examples for all of mankind.